always wonder when you put a song together, like, do you know what it's going to become?
Like, the lyrics or the music?
Both. Like...
No, I bet it goes through lots of changes and iterations.
I kind of want to hear, like, the first version of this. I need to get with
Maybe it was, like, just the bass.
I need to get with Wayspace and be like, can I get, like, the infant version of, like, the demo? Like, what did it sound like in the beginning?
One.
Yeah. What did the beta version sound like?
Probably not as good as the final.
I know. But, I mean, it had to sound pretty good in order to create. So it'd be like, hey, I can do better. I can make this.
Who knows?
It's a pretty good final product.
I dig it. I love our intro music.
I love the intro music. What's up, guys? We always think of a creative way to start the show.
Or a random way.
Whatever we're thinking of when we start the show. And that's what I was thinking of. So, Law and Disorder coming at you. Episode 106.
That's right.
106. Yep. Let's kick a shout out to Wayspace Audio for the music.
Thank you.
Much appreciated, Wayspace. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
And we're here. And we are talking, what are we going to call this?
Being grateful for our good luck so far this year.
Yeah, because apparently there's people that started off the year with bad luck.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, like, they started off the year with bad luck, like, the first day.
Like January 1st. It's you know, we're into the new year, 2024, and a little time has passed. So, if something bad has happened to you, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, like, in general, enough time has passed that something bad could happen to you. But some of these people that we're about to talk about, these are stories of people whose 2024 started off before, I think, the clock hit midnight.
It's like as the clock
It's like the first day. You couldn't even have one day in 2024 without something crappy happening to you.
Yeah.
So... we have a list of people who are having a crappier 2024 than we are, and hopefully than the rest of our viewers, because I'd hate for anyone to have a crappy 2024 already.
And granted, we're in the first month of 2024. You know, we're not like 6-8 weeks into 2024. We're like early in the process.
This stuff sucks. So right off the bat, someone... basically was let go from their job. But you want to know how they were let go from their job? They weren't given a call. They weren't given an email. They didn't have an exit interview. They were sent a text message. And the text message starts out with, "Happy New Year!" exclamation point. The decision has been made to permanently close the business. Your position with business has been terminated. You will be compensated for any PTO hours you have accumulated. A check will be available for you to pick up, or it can be mailed if you prefer. Please let me know. Thank you.
Wow. It was just very matter of fact and rip off the Band-Aid. And
as a text message, how impersonal is that?
Now, my question is, like... and I don't think we really know this, but was it like January 1st?
Yeah.
Like, you woke up January 1st and this is what you got.
It came in, according to the screenshot, at like 4:37 p.m. So at least your first half of the day was nice. But they probably let him go, or this person go, before starting work on January 2nd.
Gosh. And they started it with Happy New Year.
Happy New Year text message.
So... I'm not going to lie, I did terminate somebody at the beginning of the year, but...
via text message?
No. I did it in person, but we did it on the 2nd, on the first day of business. Actually, we did it at the end of the 2nd. We did it at the end of business. But it wasn't... I mean, and it worked out that way. It ended up working out that way because of... staffing. Mm-hmm. The people that handled it weren't there. But yeah, we did it like not that holiday, not that day. Now, granted, we knew we were going to do it in the future. We knew in the holidays we were going to do it. But we didn't want to do it, not to sound crappy, but we didn't want to do it in like Christmas or New Year's. We're like, let's wait until all this rolls through. We actually spent more money to keep somebody that we knew we were going to get rid of. Because of the holidays, we were like, well, let's at least do that. you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it still crappy? Probably, but we at least thought about that. And it's like, we kept them like 3 weeks longer than we really planned on it, just because we didn't want that on our conscience.
And you let go of him in the correct way, like at work, in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't text message him and it's like,
bye. Peace out.
No, it was literally like the way our pay periods are set up. Our pay period ends on a Tuesday. So you come into work on Tuesday, you work the whole day on Tuesday. We're like, hey, your services are no longer necessary. Appreciate everything. We're turning in your timesheet tomorrow. You're going to get paid on Friday, just like everybody else. You're getting your last check. Peace. You know? I thought we did it as good as we could have, but it's never easy.
No. But I feel bad for this
guy. I know, I do. I feel bad for that guy. I couldn't have done that one. Shame on you.
I'm going to see if like the next one we rate is worse than the one before. This one might be worse. This guy spent the first day of 2024 at the hospital because he got bit by a bat and he had to get a bunch of rabies shots.
What? Where was he at where he got bit by a bat?
I mean, bats are here where we live.
I guess. I don't know. I just think like...
Like, I see them at night or at like sunset at nighttime. Like, I see them flying around, so...
I'd be worried to have animals.
I mean, they're tiny.
The bats or the animals?
The bats.
I don't know. I'm freaked out.
I mean, that's why dogs get rabies shots, because if they get bit by something like that, they're protected.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know that, like... That's good to know. If I got bit by a bat, my first thought wouldn't be, oh, gotta go get my rabies shots.
Apparently.
This one. I think I can't relate to this one, but maybe you have. Just because you're a male, and I know this happens to men. But this person was trying to go back to work, first day of work, and he was passing a kidney stone in the bathroom. Before a safety meeting where he had to meet everybody at work.
Ow! And he showed a picture of the kidney stone, and it's like the size of a BB or bigger. Now, you gotta understand, the pain of that is like, it's got a... I don't know what you know about the male anatomy, but we don't have a pee hole that big.
I understand what it has to come out of. I know kidney stones suck for men. I didn't realize they were like that circular.
Apparently.
Ew.
It's like a rock.
It looks like an itty bitty pebble rock. I mean,
it is a stone. It is called a stone.
Hmm.
Oh, this poor soul totaled their new car in the first few days of 2024.
Aw, not even 40K miles.
Man.
I mean, that's pretty common, I think. Now, the bat thing, that's not very common, but crashing your car or getting in a car accident statistically could happen.
This person spilled, I don't know what Tinga is, but they spilled Tinga in their new car on New Year's Day. What is Tinga?
I don't know. It kind of looks like a potted chili or sauce.
Like
of
a
some
stew
sort.
Or something. So I'm imagining this dude has a pot of Tinga and he's on his way to like a New Year's lunch or New Year's dinner or something. You know, it's like a potluck.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brake checked them and just pff, everywhere. Happy New Year.
Okay. Because first of all, this happened in his car. But I mean, just looking at the picture here, it's a giant like pot with a lid that you would cook out of, obviously. But there's nothing like on there to like strap the lid down. Mm-hmm. I don't see it seat belted into the car itself. Mm-mm. Like
it was a rookie mistake.
He just put it on the floor of the passenger side seat and he's like, oh, as long as I don't skirt it, it should be fine.
It's a rookie mistake, you know. He's obviously a young kid that doesn't know like gravity and physics and all that. Like, oh, we've all done it.
Skirt.
We've all done it to some extent. Yeah, I can feel his pain. I've probably done that before. But he happened to his new car.
Well, gonna smell like Tinga now for several weeks.
I don't know what old Tinga smells like.
Probably not great.
This other guy said, we were definitely not getting out for a few days, and he takes a picture of his window and you see snow like up to his window,
past his window,
like half of his window is covered in snow of his house.
This doesn't surprise me. I've seen videos of people that like open their front door and there's like 6 feet of snow right outside their front door. So some people are used to that. I'm not. We're from Texas.
We get like 3 inches and we're like, oh, snowed in.
Yep. Oh, it iced a little bit overnight. Cancel school.
Oh, there's a snowflake. Hope it doesn't stick. Now, this guy here, this one really did have a bad New Year's. Imagine that you worked on New Year's. Mm-hmm. You worked a long day. What do you want to do after a long work, especially if you've gotten dirty and grimy?
Come home and take a shower.
Yeah. So this person just wanted to shower, and they posted a picture of a sink with really, really cloudy, dark brown water. And the caption says, work 12 hours cleaning toilets and can't take a shower because our water smells like feces. So you work that double overtime on New Year's, 12 hours. I just want to come home, take a shower, you know, maybe make a little lunch for New Year's or something. You know, I made some money today. I got some double overtime. Can't even take a shower. It smells like poop.
The irony is that he spent all day cleaning poop. He came home to poopy water.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I can't. This is sad and kind of funny. So there's a person who was trying to be a good dog sitter for their brother while their brother vacationed for the holiday. And so he's taking care of his dog. So he says he's watching his brother's dog for the week while he's on vacation. And he went after a tin of chocolate that was up high on a sneaker shelf. So there's a picture of a bunch of rows and shelves of sneakers in the chocolate.
Like lots of sneakers.
Like, at least 50 pairs in this picture, mm-hmm. if not more. And so the dog went after the tin of chocolate. And you guessed it, knocked every single shelf and shoe over onto the floor. But don't worry, the dog's okay.
Yeah, because you see a picture of the dog.
He's just like, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. I just went into chocolate.
Yeah. This one here. Mom rang in the new year with a collapsed ceiling. And you just see a picture of mom's ceiling. The exposed, like, ceiling. Just.
This hits home for me.
You had that happen on New Year's?
Not to me, and not on New Year's, but my mother-in-law's house, their ceiling caved in like this in the spring of last year because it stormed really bad. Mm-hmm. And I think the storm damaged their roof to the point where it started leaking. Rainwater was able to get in, leaked into all of the insulation that's like in your ceiling. And because the insulation got so heavy with water... It broke through the sheetrock in the ceiling.
And it just went and everywhere.
Got all of, yeah. And not only was like the ceiling damaged, but you know, all of that wet insulation came down into the living room. It fell against the blinds, their custom wooden blinds, damaged those, damaged the furniture, and they had like custom hardwood floors, like real hardwood floors.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was like, this is like pounds of insulation. This isn't like something you could pick up with a vacuum, right? Yeah. That wet insulation sat on the hardwood floors for maybe, it couldn't have been more than a few hours. Like they got people in there that morning right away because this happened at like 4 a.m. So they got people in right away to at least get the insulation off the floor. But it still leaked into the wooden floors. And when water gets under there...
Yeah, they warp
They warp, they get moldy. So they had to get the floors replaced. Well, the entire first floor is that hardwood floor.
You gotta replace it all because it won't
match.
So they
had to tear out all of the flooring on the entire first floor of their house.
Wow. And that happened at 4 a.m?
Yeah.
Were they asleep?
Yeah. They thought, like, a gun went off. They thought the house exploded.
Oh, my God. That would freak me out.
Yeah. So, long story short, it ruins more than just your ceiling. And then you got to deal with insurance and all this stuff. And it was a year until... It's been almost a year since that happened. And I think they're still trying to get the final insurance thing dealt with.
Oh, my gosh.
Protect your roof, guys.
Here's another interesting one. All this person wanted was to get themselves a late Christmas gift. An $1,199 iPhone 15 left in the snow while I'm at work all day, unable to retrieve it, delivered. And it's a picture, because you know, like when you buy something now, a lot of the delivery guys take a picture of it.
To prove that they dropped it off.
So there's a proof of a picture of your iPhone getting dropped off, and it's just covered in snow.
Well, he probably put it there, and then it snowed on top of it. Because I don't see a package sitting on top of snow. I see something covered.
It got snowed.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And I mean...
Okay. This, if I knew I was going to have weather like this, I would have had my package sent to like one of the boxes in a public place somewhere.
Yeah.
Or if you live in an area like this, you know this kind of weather happens, you can get your own box to put in front of your house to put packages in when you have deliveries.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, are the delivery guys just not that smart?
They don't know if you're home or not.
I know, but they know if it's snowing outside or they know if it might snow. They don't think to put it on the porch or something.
They don't get paid enough for it. I know. And I don't know her living situation, what her house and drop-off area looks like. So I'm sure he probably thought, man, I hope they get their package before all this snow hits. That sucks. Hope it wasn't nice.
So this person had a similar situation with an electronic device. They got a new iPad and they opened it up and they couldn't register it. But do you know why they couldn't register the new iPad? Mm-mm. It was already registered to someone else. How do you get a brand new iPad?
Not refurbished,
and it's already been registered.
Ooh, did an employee do that, you think?
I mean, it's in the wrapper and everything, and it's like, okay.
Someone hacked it? That's hilarious, Apple. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Oh, my God.
This one makes me sad. This is the saddest one so far. So, a lot of people have social anxiety, right? Well, this person said that they built up the courage to go out on New Year's Day and try to meet new people. Maybe that's their New Year's resolution.
I'm
going to
meet new people and make new friends.
New friends, right?
New relationships.
So, he worked up the courage to go out by himself to a bar and try to socialize with people. And no one's there. No one's at this bar. And then he's like, oh, I can go talk to the bartender. So he goes to the bar and the bartender steps out for a smoke break. And all you see are these pictures of an empty bar he's at. And there's literally nobody there. So if I was him, I don't know if I would be disappointed or kind of relieved. What would you be? Would you be disappointed because you built up the courage to go do this? And then no one's there, or relieved, like, yes, no one's here. I don't have to talk to nobody.
But at least I tried.
I tried.
It's
that
like
counts.
A moral victory. I guess my question is that the only bar in that town? It doesn't look like it looks like an older bar. So I wonder if it was like a small town somewhere.
It kind of looks like, yeah, like an old random dive bar.
I mean, wouldn't I have just popped in and seen nobody was there and then leave?
He said he went on New Year's Day. So a lot of people, you know, are off of work, so I see the logic behind that. But I mean, on New Year's Day, I stayed home with my family.
All I know is that if I walk into a bar, and especially if I've got a thing like this guy where I'm like scared to be around people, if I walk into a bar and I've built up the courage to do that, and there's nobody in there, there's nothing that's telling me I'm going to sit down so that potentially somebody could walk in and see that I'm the only one in the bar. Or God forbid, the bartender take a picture of me and be like, hey, look at this loser. He's the only one in the bar. My anxiety would say, do not go into this bar. You're gonna trip. You're going to fall. You're going to make an ass out of yourself somehow. It's not going to be good for you. Especially if I had to build up the courage to get there. I'm going to peek my head in that bar and be like, nobody's here. Hey, I tried. Maybe I'll try the next bar. Or maybe I'll just pat myself on the back for trying. But I'm not going to go in there, sit down. I'm not doing that. Nope, can't. I won't do it.
I'm indifferent.
Oh, this one's pretty sad, too. This is kind of like with the iPad.
I've never seen this before.
So this person decided to stay home for New Year's, and they put together a puzzle.
Like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, like a jigsaw puzzle, but it was a QR code.
The whole jigsaw puzzle is a QR code.
Yeah, you're supposed to do an activity, you build the puzzle, and then there's some kind of reward because when you scan the QR code. And when they scanned it, it had already been redeemed.
No. I wonder what the prize was.
Nobody will know.
Oh, man. It must have been good if someone already did it. Oh, I'd be so pissed. I'd return it. Oh. I would return that in a second.
Oh, this next one's pretty bad, too. The next one's pretty bad.
Oh, let's look. Oh, no. So this person says that he applied for a senior engineer position at a startup, and he got all the way to interview with the CTO of that company, and he felt very confident that he landed the job, and then he gets an email in. Here's what the email said. Hi, so-and-so. Thank you for taking the time to go through our interview process. However, we had a candidate who was further along in the process accept an offer from us today. While this position is now filled, we thought you came across as talented and skilled in your interview process, and I wish you the best of luck in your search. Best CTO.
That almost seems like a backhanded compliment, doesn't it?
Like, it's like, you were great, you just weren't first in line.
Or you weren't good, you were great, but not good enough. It's like, I know, but I don't want to hear that there was another candidate that beat me out for whatever reason. I would rather you just tell me, like, hey, just whatever, not a good fit, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't want to hear the story. It makes me feel bad.
Typically, like, the default answer is we just decided to go with another candidate, right. And that's kind of all you have to say. But and I mean, if you think you have a good relationship with them, you can kind of, and you feel comfortable asking, well, what did that candidate have that put him over the top?
But my question is, if that CTO had such a good interview with this candidate, it's like, oh, man, this guy's awesome. I need to let him know, like, hey, we're going to go this route. Why are you going to send him an email on New Year's Day? Call him. And don't call him on New Year's Day. Like, you know, it's almost like, oh.
It's like a cop out.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, you respect me enough to send me an email, but you don't respect me enough to call me and tell me. I don't know. This one here had a pretty bad New Year's.
Ew, this is gross.
Dental crown popped off at 10:30 p.m. New Year's Eve. Yay.
I've never had a crown, but that doesn't sound good. That's like something that covers your whole tooth.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you had like a chipped tooth, I think it's like a crown that like covers it, like almost like a fake tooth.
But that goes over the whole tooth, because I chipped my teeth, but they just like I had a crack in one, and then they just kind of filled in like where the tooth was missing, but they didn't cover my whole tooth.
I'm not a big dental person, but I think it's got something to do with, like, if you're missing a tooth or a cracked tooth or chipped.
I think if your tooth is also like too far gone,
yeah,
for like fillings,
you have to put something on there. So, most dentists aren't open at New Year's Eve, New Year's at 10:30 o'clock.
They go all New Year's Day.
Yeah, and that's saying that they got in on the second. They probably didn't. And here's the thing people need to consider. This year, because of the way the holiday landed, a lot of places were closed on the second as well. It was like a floating holiday.
Mm.
So some people weren't getting back to work until the third. So that's something to consider too.
Ew.
Some like Myrna, my wife, she didn't work on the second. She worked on the third. So. Oh, wow. Okay. So, this young lady here, her daughter had a birthday on New Year's Day. Which, you know, it's kind of hard because, you got to make them feel special. But it's like, it's a holiday. It's kind of like when your birthday's on Christmas. You got to, like, still try to make them feel special. So, mom, it's my daughter's birthday and I've made her a cake. Mom made her a cake for her birthday. It's been cooling in the fridge. Let me check on it real quick. And the cake, you see a picture of the fridge open and the cake is on the floor.
So, like, it looks like it fell as she opened the door to the fridge.
That's exactly what happened.
It looks delicious. It looks like she made some type of, like, chocolate fudge cake. And now I really want chocolate cake. But, yeah, that's... If it's cooling, like, should she take it out of the oven and then put it right in the fridge?
I don't know how long she
did
that.
You're supposed to cool it on a rack.
But here's the thing, too.
Is it ice cream cake?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But here's the thing you got to take into consideration, too. If that happens, like, let's say that happens to you. Let's say you're a mom and you're making a cake for your kid. If that happens on a Tuesday or a Saturday or a Sunday, you can like, recover. You can go find a bakery. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Kroger. You can go somewhere and find a dang cake. Where are you going to go on New Year's Day? You can't go buy a cake.
Were like Walmarts and stuff closed on New Year's Day?
Some of them are. I think so. I think some like I think some stores like that are. But I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, and even then, it's probably not going to be like a full supply. It's probably going to be limited. You know, you can't just go to the bakery. You can't go to the bakery and say, no. I need you to make Happy Birthday Sally on this cake. They're like, yeah, she's not here. The lady that does that won't be back till Wednesday.
I'm sure they made it up to the little girl.
Oh, it'd be even, it, like, I'm imagining like a little kid. Like, that would hurt. Aww. And it's her favorite cake. Like, Mom, I just want your chocolate ganache cake that you make for me every year since birth for the last 7 years. And it's our tradition. And every year we do this together.
Well, we can eat it off the floor, honey.
You know, it's like you ruined this like 9-year-old's birthday.
Okay, this one is making me giggle. And I'm trying not to giggle hard. But this person, after the holidays, got themselves a little late holiday gift. So they bought themselves a nice new little couch. So they bought a couch. And, you know, sometimes the couches you buy, the cushions have Velcro on the back and they Velcro to the inside of the couch so that the cushion doesn't like move or fall off. Yep. Right. Well, they got their couch with their cushion with the Velcro on it. But on the like the edge part of the couch, they put the Velcro on the back side. So it's like you would have to Velcro your cushion to the back of the couch.
Oh my gosh.
That can't be comfortable either because Velcro is like hard.
We just, you know, we're starting the, I mean, we bought some furniture right before Christmas. So that'd be like if we bought furniture for Christmas, like, yeah, we're going to get it in New Year's and we're going to, you know, we're going to set up the house for the new year and all that. And then our couch comes in and it's like, oh, this. I don't even know how you recover that. This person's vacation was cut short by a fun surprise. Quote, just got to our hotel. At least they left the lug nuts. And their car is on blocks at the hotel.
They stole their tires.
They stole their wheels and their tires. And it's just sitting on blocks on New Year's Day.
I mean, at least you still got the car. How much are wheels? I know tires are one thing, but they took the wheels too?
I mean, yeah, you're probably looking at like, depending on the wheels, like probably $2,000 or $3,000 in wheels and tires. Ooh, maybe more.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. It's a real crime.
Oh, man. This one's pulling at my true crime heartstrings. So this man and this woman rented a cabin for their vacation over the new year. So they rented a cabin. And when they got there, they found a trash bag covering like where the window should be. So there's no glass. It's just a trash bag that's like taped to the opening of the window. And then there was a bottle of wine on the counter with a single glass just sitting on the counter. And you know me, I love my true crime. If I walked into my cabin, whether I was with people or not, and I saw that, I'd say nope, and I would turn around and leave and not come back.
I don't know what kind of crime could happen in this place, or what crime kind of crime did happen in this place. This is a good one. This person had terrible luck on New Year's Day. While trying to open some tuna, I accidentally dropped the can. And the tuna can fell in exactly that hole where your drain is for your sink.
And it's the perfect size.
It's the perfect size.
Of the hole. So, like, you can't, like, shimmy it out. You can't pick it up. You have to, like, try to get, like, a knife in there and pry it out. Oh, my gosh.
Or a magnet or something. It's not going anywhere. Nothing to do.
Oh, no. Like, maybe. Ugh.
Did you see the next one?
Hold on.
Happy New Year. I was wondering why my belly button was so itchy. Deer tick in my belly button.
I'm glad that's a belly button. Because when I first revealed the picture, it did not look like a belly button. I thought that was almost like a booty hole for a second.
You saw this hole with a bunch of hair? A
bunch of hair. Guys, it's not. It's a belly button.
It's a hairy belly button. It's
zoomed in on a belly button. And
there's a deer tick in there.
There's a little tick in his belly button. Ew. Ew.
Here's another one. My car window was broken into. I'm completely broke, and there was nothing to steal from my car to begin with. On New Year's Day.
And the next one. Walked outside this morning to find my car keyed. Lots of car stuff.
I know.
Man. Knock on wood, nothing happens to my car next time I use it.
Oh, no. This is just as bad as the cake. I bought a ton of food for tonight so that I can host New Year's Eve for us, my parents, and my brother's family. I spent all day yesterday making cupcakes, each filled with lemon curd I made the day before. My mom now has food poisoning and can't come, and my daughter caught the flu.
Looks like I'm eating like 14 cupcakes.
You know, I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have people over. We're going to put some champagne on ice. It's going to be awesome. And then like nobody shows up.
Well, for good reason. Food poisoning and the flu are good reasons not to go to a party. But still, to have that on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day really sucks.
You know what's worse? Getting stuck in an elevator. But not just on any day of the week. On New Year's. Stuck in the smallest elevator on the first day of the year.
You do know that it's like one of my biggest fears, right?
Being stuck in an elevator?
One of my biggest, I'm going to get real here. One of my biggest fears, and I don't know why, is getting stuck in an elevator. Like it getting stuck. You know, have you ever seen on TV where like the elevator is not all the way up to your floor? It's like halfway up, mm-hmm. but then it gets stuck. Then the firefighters like open the door.
Pry it open and you got to crawl through.
I couldn't. I was like, I'd rather this drop to the bottom. Like I'm not going to be the person that's crawling through the hole. And that's when the elevator decides to fall and cut me in half. Nope. Nope.
So, okay. So
I'll stay in the elevator. Thank you.
Here's the thing about stuff like that. About this happening on New Year's Day. Is that the guy, the superintendent or the maintenance guy, whoever here that has to come fix this. You got to call Larry. Larry's got to come fix it. It's New Year's Day. Yeah, Larry's on call. And Larry will probably get to you. But Larry's probably hungover. And he's like, I got 3 hours. You know, my contract says I got to check in every 3 hours. Or I got to get to this service call in the next 3 hours. I'm going to wait 2 hours and 59 minutes. Screw it. That's what happens on New Year's Day. Is yeah, they'll show up to work, but they're not on their A game and they're barely there. You know, they're just doing enough to get by. So I guarantee you this maintenance guy or whoever, he took the long route and he probably slept a little more and he had to get some coffee.
They're fine.
He had to go stop and say hi to one of his friends. Happy New Year. And he's like, I got to be there at noon. It's 11:30. I got 30 more minutes.
It's not like they'd run out of air, right?
I guarantee you that it's like the lowest bidder shows up. So that person probably, yeah, that person sat there for a while. And knowing their luck, they probably had to go to the bathroom. They probably got on the elevator. It's like, I need to get to my floor so I can go pee. I guarantee you that's what happened. That's what would happen to me is I would really have to pee. And I'm like, oh, I can hold it in the elevator. And then that happens.
Again. One of my biggest fears, and now you just exasperated that fear because I didn't think about the peeing thing.
Because you have two options at that point. You're either going to hold it, like excruciating pain, hold it because you don't want to make a mess. Or you're going to say, screw it, I'm going to pee in this elevator. But then you might be sitting in that elevator for hours. And if you've peed on the floor, now you can't sit. You're like, oh, I'll just stand here. They'll be here in a minute. And 45 minutes later, you're like, well, I got to sit down. And the only place to sit down is where I peed. Because it doesn't go anywhere. It's just flat. And it's just
going to be... Can we talk about something else? Let's go to the next one.
I'm just saying. Bad stuff happens in elevators.
Okay, this one's like... Oh, this is like good revenge. So, this person, their ex was an elementary school teacher. And so, I guess after they broke up, their ex emptied their fridge and left it full of expired school milk cartons.
Ugh, savage.
Because think about it. You can't just toss those. You gotta like empty it and then toss it.
The little ones.
And like they're gonna be like chunky.
Oh, savage.
I love that.
Okay. And finally, the last person who started their year off, not that great. Went to Goodwill yesterday, got a discount at the register, thought it was because of my tag color, you know, the little discount tag. Mm-hmm. Looked at my receipt today and saw this, and it says Senior Tuesday. There's a senior discount.
Maybe they're just giving it to everybody.
So you feel all young and hip, and you're like, oh, I found this cool shirt, you know, for the new year. It's a cool hip shirt, so I can go back to work tomorrow, and they give me the senior discount because I look too old.
Discount. Yay.
You know, not all discounts are great, especially the ones that make you feel like inferior. Not saying that if you're old, you're inferior, but I'm sure if you thought you were young, you don't want anybody to tell you're old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so those are people that had not so good New Year's.
Yeah, I'm happy with the year I've had so far. Definitely not going to be complaining.
We're only a few weeks into it, so we should be all happy for it.
Yes, but my year's going way better than any of theirs.
I know. Dang, there's a few bad ones there.
The tick.
The butthole tick.
The butthole tick. The booty hole.
That was horrible. God. And now you've added to my fear of elevators.
And okay.
It could have been worse. You could have been stuck in the elevator with the booty hole tick guy.
It's like, there's a tick in here? What?
And the guy going to throw out the rancid milk.
Oh, man.
All three of you guys are just in an elevator.
Rancid milk and a tick.
And I got to pee really bad.
Oh, no.
And we're stuck in an elevator.
Well, that's how we'll end the show today.
That is how we're going to end the show. Episode 106, wrapping it up. Let's kick a shout out again. Wayspace Audio for the music, as always. We much appreciate that. And to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
So, on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey,
we are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.